Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for April 20th. A serious breach of trust comes up in Joshua chapter 22. Old suspicions never quite die. 2.5 tribes took their inheritance on the east side of the Jordan before the rest of Israel's tribes received their inheritance. The move engendered a great deal of mistrust when they broached the idea to Moses before the conquest. The leaders of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had to put themselves on the front lines in the conquest to prove their loyalty to the rest of Israel, vowing never to rest until all Israel had its rest from war. They fulfilled their promise unflaggingly. The problem was, the old suspicions about their motives lingered just below the surface in the minds of the rest of Israel. Now the 2.5 tribes have gone and done it again. They've stirred up all the old suspicions and fears of Israel by erecting an imposing altar on the border with no explanation and no warrant for doing so, or so it seemed to the rest of Israel, which was ready to launch all-out war against the offending tribes for breaking faith with God. The great fear to Israel was that the actions of the 2.5 tribes would incur the wrath of God on the whole nation once more. The cost of allowing this altar to remain was just too great to bear, or so they thought. As we will see in tomorrow's reading, the 2.5 tribes had good reasons for doing what they did. But the whole affair points out the difficulty that any two people or group of people or groups of people or even nations has in getting along well when there is no trust. Once basic trust is breached, an organization, a family, a marriage, any human relationship cannot continue without a deliberate reevaluation and change. Sadly, one of the first signs of suspicions between people is the erection of rules or remembrances of laws, in essence, a codification of mistrust. But that seems to be the only way a relationship can be restored in this fallen world. That we would all be upfront and honest in our dealings with one another, so that suspicions don't develop in the first place. That's my prayer and plea. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.